弟兄姐妹，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
天父，我们满心的感谢你，感谢你自己的恩典是没有穷尽的。
Father, we thank you for your wholeheartedly for your grace.
今天我们来到你面前，我们定义要听你自己的话。
Lord, today we come before you. We made up our mind that we want to listen to your words.
也禁止我出口出我自己的话。
And also, guard my mouth.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
感谢你把你的话语赐给我们。
We thank you for giving us your words.
感谢你能让我们能够听明白你的话。
And thank you for giving us an ear that we can listen and understand.
感谢你，我们也能，你也让我们能够行出你自己的话来。
We also thank you for giving us the strength that we can live according to your word.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 好，请你们继续翻到马太福音第七章。
Open your Bible to Matthew chapter 7.
那么今天我们读了第一节到第六节，不过呢，我今天我们会从第一节到第五节，我们来思想这个题目哈。
Today we want to meditate and think, understand from verse 1 to 5.
他说：“告诉我们，不要论断人。”
And here God teaching us, do not judge.
这就是主耶稣的命令。
This is a command from Lord Jesus.
就是第一句话，他说你们不要论断人。
And the first sentence, do not judge.
然后接下去他说，免得你们被论断。
So you too will be judged.
那么在这里呢，我们乍看之下，好像这一段经文跟前面第六章没有什么关联。
From the top of our readings, that seems there's no connection between here and the previous ones.
前面叫我们不要忧愁。
And in chapter 6, he tells us, do not worry.
就不要为我们的食物，为我们的很多东西忧虑。
Do not worry for our food or for our life.
但是接下去好像在这里告诉我们说，不要论断人。
And now he...Suddenly, tells us, "Do not judge."
在这一段经文里面有一个线索，让我们知道它跟前面第六章，特别是第一节到十八节是有关系的。
And there's a clue here so that we can understand, chapter 7 and is closely connected to chapter 6.
其实整个登山宝训啊，就是讲那个主题哈。
And actually, the Sermon of the Mount is teaching us this theme.
就在第五节，他说：“你这假冒为善的人呐、啊。”
And the clue is in verse 5. You are the.
还记不记得马太福音第六章第一节到十八节在讲什么呢
？And do you still remember from chapter 6, from verse 1, what we Jesus is teaching about there?
他就告诉我们不要做假冒为善的人。
He teaches us do not be like a hypocrite.
那么他在这里告诉我们论断的事情。
And here he's talking about the judgment.
从他的文法结构上来看，我们第一件事情我们就知道，他的意思就是说，从现在开始不要再论断了。
From the structure of this verse that he's teaching us, do not judge.
我想在当时，在他周围的人，有许多人大概论断别人成了习惯了。
I guess in those days when Jesus was on earth, that judging is kind of like a habit for most people.
也许他的门徒是这样子，也许法利赛人，我想法利赛人跟文士大概是很典型的哈。
Maybe his disciples do this, and also the Pharisees and the scribes, they all do.
我觉得这个可以让我们第一点去思想的，就是他告诉他们，叫他不要再继续论断别人了。
And he tells them that.Stop continuing judging people.
我不知道我觉得这个对我们来讲也是很适合的哈。
I think this is also applies to us.
我不知道你有没有这个成了习惯论断别人。
I don't know if you have this habit of judging.
他在这里告诉我们是不要论断我们的弟兄姐妹。
And here is talking about do not judge our brothers sisters in the Lord.
其实论断人是很容易的。
Judging is very easy.
所以他告诉我们说。停止！从现在开始，不要再论断别人了。
And he's now he's teaching us stop the judging.
他说，免得你们被论断。其实这个就是让我们看见后面他带出来的原因。
Lest you will be judged, and then he gives us the reason.
所以我们先看论断别人会有些什么样的原因哈。
Why we judge others?
第一个原因，他。 他说因为你们怎么论断人也必怎么样被论断。
And the first cause is the same way you judge others, it will be judged to you.
你用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
The same measure you use to judge others, it will be measured back to you.
我过去总认为这个地方是讲说别人，你论断别人，比方说我论断一个弟兄，对不对？然后他就会转过头来论断我。
And in the past, I also often understand like this, if I judge these people this way, then they will use the same way judge me.
有可能。
And that's the possibility.
还有有的时候我们论断别人的时候，别人不知道的，对不对？
Or sometimes we judge others.
多半的时候是在背后。
Yeah, in the back, they don't even know.
那么我自己碰到，常常碰到一些人跑到我面前来 complain 其他的弟兄姐妹。
I often encounter some people that complaining others in front of me.
我反正总是听完了，听完他的抱怨。
I often finished listening to his complaining.
我总会问他一句话。
Then I ask him.
我说你为什么要跟我讲这些事情？
Why you tell me this thing?
你为什么不直接去跟他讲？
Why you do not tell that person before him?
通常的答案就是说，因为你是牧师。
And oftentimes they give me the answer is you're the pastor.
弟兄姐妹，你知道牧师是传道人，不是传舌人。
Brother, sister, you should know that pastor is a
传道人
minister, but they are not spreading gospels.
一个是 gospel, 一个是 gossip.
Gossips.
但是我通常我会鼓励他，我说你既然对他不满意，你就直接去跟他讲嘛。
Then I encourage him. If you you have some complaining with him, then just go directly to tell that person.
从我自己看的结果。
From my point of view,
那些人都会告诉我，好好好，我会。
Then they often tell me, okay, I will.
通常他不会去讲的。
But usually they won't.
这就是论断。
This is called judge.
但是呢，如果我们看路加福音第六章哈，我们看一下路加福音第六章。
But if we look at the verses from the Gospel of Luke.
Luke 30那第六章36节到38节。
Chapter 6,
36节到38节
Verse 36 to 38.
OK, 我念给你们听啊。他说：“你们要慈悲，像你们的父慈悲一样。你们不要论断人，就不被论断；你们不要定人的罪，就不被定罪。你们要饶恕人，就必蒙饶恕。你们要给人，就必有给你们的，并且用十足的升斗，连摇带按，上尖下流的倒在你们怀里。因为你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。”在这里，让我们看见一件事情，那个。你论断别人，你会被人家论断。你怎么用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们，是神做那个事情。
And here, God is teaching us that judge others and use the measure to measure others, then you will get the same measure to measure you. All this is done by God.
这里是主耶稣讲的，
here,
特别是在路加福音哈、也是。
And here Jesus is teaching us.
所以我们从这里知道，一个人他如果很喜欢论断别人。
So we know that if a person like to judge others.
你知道他是对神有错误的认识。
And he has a misunderstanding of God.
他不知道神才是真正最后判断人的。
He doesn't know that God is the final author of the judgment.
这个人他喜欢论断别人，他就是不知道，或者是他忘记了。将来我们每一个人都要站在主耶稣的台前。
When people likes to judge, he forgot that everyone, each one of us, one day will stand in front of God.
我们将来每一个人都要站在神的台前。
Everyone, we will stand in front of God's judgment.
所以当我们论断我们的弟兄或者是姊妹的时候。
When we judge our brothers or sisters,
其实我们看起来是轻看我们的弟兄或者是姊妹。
Actually, we are showing contempt to our brothers.
同时我们也是轻看神。
And we also showing our contempt to God.
所以一个论断，一个喜欢论断，一个成为习惯论断别人的人，他是把他自己当成神。
And the person that who likes to judge, he think himself is.
因为他把他自己当成了审判官。
And he think himself is the judge.
这个是按照保罗他所传的福音所说的。
And this is according to the Apostle Paul's teaching.
在哥林多前书第四章第五节那边也告诉我们。
And in the First Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5.
我们从那段经文，我们知道这个人其实他心里面也不会盼望真正的盼望主耶稣会再来。
And this person, in his own heart, he might not hope that the Jesus Christ is coming.
因为主耶稣再来的时候，他就要审判我们。
Because when Christ comes again, he will judge everyone.
第二个原因，人为什么习惯论断别人呢？
The second reason why people likes to judge
论断教会里面的弟兄姐妹呢
judge the brothers sisters in the church
因为他对人有错误的认识
because he has a misunderstanding of man
他认为别人没有比自己懂
he think he knows better than others
他认为他自己做的会比别人好
he think he's doing better than others
当时在耶稣的周围有许多跟着他有许多法利赛人跟着他
At that time, when Jesus was on the earth, there's many Pharisees follows him.
他们这些人都是自以为义的。
And they are self-righteous person.
他们就着摩西的颁布的律法，定了许多不少的条文对他们自己。
Through Moses' law, they added many laws for themselves.
让他们自己遵守。
So they are able to keep those laws.
所以他们觉得他们会比别人好。
So they think they are better than others.
在路加福音里面，我们可以看到许多这样子的例子。
And in the Gospel of Luke, we see many examples like that.
我觉得就是论断人的例子。
And many judgment examples.
你记不记得在十二章那边马大跟玛利亚的事情
？Do you remember, in chapter 12, then there's a story about, Martha and her sister Mary.
最典型的就是在第十九章第九节到十二节，我们看一下。
And in chapter Luke chapter 19,
从第九节到十二节
from verse 9 to 12.
哦，对不起哈，路加福音啊，对第十八章第九节到十四节
chapter Luke chapter 18 verse 9.
在这里。耶稣向那些仗着自己是个义人，这是法利赛人哈，藐视别人的，设一个比喻说，有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告，现在新译本翻译成对他自己祷告，我觉得这个翻译的非常好哈。他说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏，我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。”那税吏远远的站着。OK， 这是这个法利赛人，我们不看这个税吏，我们就看这个法利赛人哈。然后。主耶稣怎么评论他？他说十四节，他说：“我告诉你们，这人回家去，比那人倒算为义了。因为凡自高的，比降为卑；自卑的，比升为高。”所以，我们从这里看见，一个人他成了习惯论断别人的时候，你知道他就是对人有错误的认识。
And here the story is talking about two prayers from two people, the tax collector and the Pharisees. And we know that the Pharisee he has the misunderstanding of man.
这个跟前面那个原因是有关系的，他对神有错误的认识。
And this related to he has a misunderstanding of God.
因为他对神有错误的认识，所以他对人也有错误的认识。
Because of the misunderstanding of God, then he has misunderstanding.
在这里我们可以看到，一个习惯论断别人的是，他是自己把他自己抬得很高，他自高。
And if a person is so inhabited with judging others, he lifts himself up high.
神会使他降卑。
But God will humble him.
习惯论断别人的是不认识他自己。
And the people like to judge others, they don't know themselves.
其实跟对神的错误的认识是真的是有相关的。
And this is very related, closely related to he doesn't understand God.
当一个人对神有错误的认识的时候
，When a person has misunderstanding of God,
他一定会对人对他自己有错误的认识。
He must misunderstand people and himself.
所以在第三节到第五节的时候呢，主就用一根刺和一个梁木来做比方。
And here, back to Matthew that God, Jesus here used the example a speck and the log.
他的重点不是在比较哪一个的最大，哪一个的最轻。
The focus here is not compare which one is bigger and weightier.
其实，在我们的眼睛里面。 只要有一粒沙子, 你都容不下的。
Actually, in your own eye, if there's a speck of sand, you cannot tolerate.
你要不要试试看? 哪一天回去之后, 对不起, 我不应该这样子讲。 OK? 那么你的眼睛里面, 只要有一粒沙子, 你都受不了的。
If you cannot tolerate even a sand in your eye.
其实在这里让我们看见一件事情, 我觉得主耶稣在讲在这里的时候, 他是说, 任何的罪都不容许, 就是说我们没有办法容忍的。
And here Jesus is teaching us any sin that will not be tolerated.
任何的罪都是不义的。
Any sin is all unrighteous.
罪没有大小的。
There's no big or small.
但是他在这里讲到梁木。
But here he talks about the log.
梁木是一个很大很大的东西啊。
It's a very big one.
我想他的意思就是说, 主耶稣的意思就是说, 告诉我们, 让我们的眼睛看不见。
And the focus is he's telling us we're blind.
所以这第五节的时候, 他就说, 假冒为善的人啊,
And then in verse 5, he said, you hypocrite.
就是那些自以为义的人。
And those are the people that self-righteous.
这些人, 他的眼睛是看不见的。
They are blinded.
因为他是在黑暗里面的。
Because they are in the dark.
他眼睛是瞎的。
They are blind.
属灵的眼睛是看不见的。
They don't have any.
真的就好像一个很大很大的梁木在他的眼睛里面。
Just like a big piece of log.
记不记得我们在前面第六章的时候, 他就说, 他说你的眼睛就是身上的灯, 你的眼睛若明亮, 全身就光明, 你的眼睛若昏花, 全身就黑暗。 他说你里头的光若是黑暗的, 那黑暗是何等的大。 在这里他就让我们看见, 所以我自己在看这边的时候, 我就在想, 主耶稣他的意思, 不是在讲说, OK, 这个人的最小, 这个人的最大, 不是的, 他就告诉我们, 那些论断人的, 他是自以为义的, 他的眼睛是看不见的, 他心里的眼睛看不见的, 所以他里面是黑暗的。
Here Jesus is not talking about the such thing is small, such thing is big. He's actually talking about that the darkness inside of us. If we are dark, we have darkness inside of us. We cannot see clearly.
所以他告诉我们，他说你要先把你眼睛里面的梁木除掉。
And he teaches us that we should remove the log in our own eye first.
从圣经上面让我们看见，自以为义的人呢，就相当于瞎子。
And the Bible tells us that the self-righteous person are the blind.
在约翰福音第九章, 你们还记不记得耶稣医好了一个生来就是瞎眼的人?
And in the Gospel of John, Jesus healed a blind person from his birth.
他眼睛他就看见了。
And his eye can see.
我们看一下约翰福音第九章 39节到41节。
From chapter 9.
39节到41节
Verse 39 to 41
我念给你们听啊，他说耶稣说我为审判到这世上来，叫不能看见的可以看见，叫能看见的反瞎了眼。同他在那里的法利赛人听见这话，就说难道我们也瞎了眼吗？耶稣对他们说，你们若瞎了眼就没有罪了，但如今你们说我们能看见， 所以你们的罪还在。在这里让我们看见这些法利赛人他们是自以为义的。
Here Jesus is teaching the hypocrites, they are self-righteous, actually they are spiritual blind.
实际上他们就等于是瞎子。
They are actually blind people.
他们以为他们自己看得很清楚。
They thought they can see clearly.
他甚至以为他们看得见人的眼睛里面有一个刺。
They can even see the speck in others' eyes.
他们也以为他们看得见神。
They think they can see God.
保罗当他还是在法利赛人的时候,
When Paul was a Pharisee,
对不对? 他以为逼迫这些教会里面的人就是侍奉神。
He thought he by persecuted Christians, he's serving God.
他们眼睛是瞎的。
His eye is blind.
他们没有办法看得见神。
He cannot see God.
他们也看不见他们自己到底是什么样子。
They don't see themselves as they should be.
所以论断人的，喜欢论断人的，就是这样子。
So the people who likes judge is just like those Pharisees.
第四个，习惯论断别人的不是出于爱。
And the fourth that judging others is not out of love.
弟兄姐妹，我们还记住哈，这个论断是指的论断弟兄姐妹。
And we should know that this is judging the brothers and sisters in the Lord.
在他心里面是没有爱的。
And in his heart, he doesn't have love.
他也没有经历过神的爱。
And he hasn't experienced the love of God yet.
因为我们一个人如果要真正的把神的爱表现出来的话，我们必须要先经历过神的爱。
If any one of us want to live out God's love, we have to first experience that love in ourselves.
这是我们刚才看路加福音第六章的时候，我们从那里可以看见这个人里面是没有爱的。
And in the example in the Gospel of Luke, we see that person doesn't have love.
其实我们看见常常有很多人很喜欢论断别人。
And we often see the people that who likes to judge.
很多时候都是因为他自己心里面有一些经历。
Because he has some experience.
也许他心里面有什么事情让他不平。
And some things that troubled him.
所以他看到的就是这些。
Then he see all this negative side.
弟兄姐妹，人喜欢论断别人，是因为他对神有错误的认识。
Because he has misunderstanding of God.
当一个人对神有错误的认识的时候，
And when the people has the wrong view of God,
他对人就有错误的认识。
And he, has wrong view of man.
当一个人对神有错误的认识的时候，
when one, misjudge God,
他对自己就有错误的认识。
And he,misjudges himself.
很多时候会让我们在这个世界上，我们会自以为义。
Oftentimes in this world, we are self-righteous persons.
所以我们很容易的就去论断我们自己的弟兄姐妹。
It's so easily we fall into trap to judge our brothers and sisters.
主耶稣的命令就是告诉我们，不要再论断别人。
But the Lord's command is teaching us stop judging others.
不要再论断你的弟兄姐妹。
Stop judging your brothers and sisters.
因为你如果要论断，
If you judge,
神会判断你的。
And God will judge you.
我们将来见主面的时候，
And in the future day that when we see the Lord,
我们在这个世界上所想的、所说的、所做的，全部都要在他面前受审判。
All the things that we have speak, talk, do on this world that will lay bare before him.
不要再论断自己的弟兄姐妹了。
Stop judging the brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的主耶稣，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord Jesus, who loves us, we thank you wholeheartedly.
感谢你的话。
We thank you for your words.
感谢你的真理。
We thank you for the truth.
感谢你自己的圣灵在我们里面。
We thank you for the Holy Spirit in us.
让我们能够与你联合。
So that we can be united to you.
让我们能够成为天父的儿子。
So that we can become the sons of the Father.
也让我们弟兄姐妹能够彼此互相为肢体。
And also our brothers and sisters can be in the same body.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
你让我们所讲的话都是造就别人的话。
And help us to speak the word, encourage and build up others.
我们感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and give thanks in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.